This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Turning the mic off. Welcome in the beginning of a brand spanking new edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we waddle in the mud, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and humongously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the box. What's in the box? The Magic Radio Box. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That is such a large number that Jay Scoop says they don't even count that high where he is in the Ukraine. It's that amazing. So we're hanging out. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Check it out. And our lead this hour, there's a couple directions I could have gone since I have editorial control at the bully pulpit here at Fox Sports Radio. I've decided our lead's going to come from the broadcasting world. It's something I'm interested in, and I was told by a boss years ago, you know, you just got to talk about things you're interested in, and maybe other people will be interested in it too. But I think it's an interesting story, and so that's what I'm going to talk about. The Yankees played a game on Monday. Fine, whatever, random game. Yankees will be less sterling going forward. Now, if you did not hear, and perhaps not, John Sterling, the longtime voice of the New York Yankees, has decided, I'm done. I'm retiring. It's all over. Effective immediately. Not effective at the end of the season. so he can have his tuchus kissed by everyone for the rest of the year. No. He's done. Turn out the lights. The party's over. So let us discuss. Now, the question, what do you make of John Sterling and his sudden retirement from the Yankee broadcast booth? Now, I realize this is a local story in New York, but John Sterling is known across the country. So what do we make of it? I've got Yiddish, Endangered Species, and Big Brother. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make spaghetti and meatballs, which I think is the only thing that Lorena did not get in her dinner, was spaghetti and meatballs. All right, so the obvious reaction is like, this is abrupt, right? This is, if it was iced tea, it would be brisk iced tea, right? I mean, what are we doing here? Although Sterling certainly has not broadcast as many Yankee games as he did in his salad days, and he's on a part-time schedule now. The Yankees have reduced role in recent years, and it's continued this season. Despite that, you just assumed he'd be doing the game. This is what you do when you're a broadcaster. It's one of those jobs you can have and as long as you want. You know, just bring it back there. Maybe you only do the home games and all that. But it's more likely than not that based on what we have heard, this retirement did not go according to script. I didn't think John Sterling was ever going to retire. All right. And why bother starting the season? We're in mid-April. Why would you bother starting the season if you're not planning on finishing the season? So obviously, this is an unceremonious situation. But as an old Yiddish adage goes, man plans and God laughs. And so John's work, that was his life's passion. This is what he was into. As far as I know, that's all he was into. He liked watching old TV shows at night after games, but he really had no hobbies. He just loved being a broadcaster. He was into it. Now, he did do an interview with The Fan in New York, and on WFN, he said the decision wasn't hard at all, he said. Well, being his normal jolly self, he said it was something that I've wanted for a long time, which nobody I know believes. Clearly something went haywire. I reached out to several people to try to figure out what was going on here, and the one thing that I got from the multiple people that I reached out to via text was that Sterling, in a broadcast, I think it was last week, completely botched a couple of calls, and that could have been the sign from the heavens that it was time to stop, and that inspired the hasty retreat. Now, whether that's true or not, that's speculation, but we are in the speculation business. We are in the speculation business. Now, we're told essentially he had marbles in his mouth, you know, marbles mouth, which you don't want when you're a broadcaster. It's a bad problem. And so either way, this is the end of a run that spanned multiple generations. John Sterling, the voice of the Yankees, from Don Mattingly and Steve Bye-Bye Balboni to Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. And it covered the entire run of Bernie Williams and Paul O'Neill and players like that back when the Yankees had their last run of success, of continued success, years and years ago. And so it's all over there. Sterling had another career prior to getting with the Yankees. He was a broadcaster for Turner in Atlanta. He called the Atlanta Hawks games, among other assignments, before he became the voice of the Yankees. But he took over as the voice of the Yankees in 1989. 1989 was when John Sterling started as the voice of the Yankees. He would go on to call over 5,400 games in the regular season, 200-plus postseason games, and this is 36th season. But he's done. They're going to have a little ceremony this weekend, and that's it. Na 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 la la la, hey, goodbye. So is John Sterling's retirement a big deal? It's big enough I'm talking about it. And a lot of people will dismiss this. You know the crowd that hates old people. Oh, I don't like, he's too old. He's an old fogey. But I don't hate old people. I like to learn from old people. And I hope to be an old person. Maybe I already am. So I don't have that vitriol to people that are older. And I'm pretty fortunate, not to go full Pat O'Brien here and drop a bunch of names, but I got to meet a lot of the people that I wanted to meet when I got into the radio business, because I was a radio nerd growing up. And so when I was a kid, these old-time broadcasters like Harry Callis for the Phillies and Harry Carey for the Cubs, these bigger-than-life people, Ernie Harwell with the Tigers. I had a chance to run across all of those guys, all those cats over the years. And so it was pretty cool, right? It's pretty cool. And John Sterling was someone on that and list. So listen, the 85 is going to be 86 this year. And he had worked with Susan Waldman, Georgie's girl, for all these years. And fine, good. You know, 85 and all that. But it is a big deal because broadcasters, the style of John Sterling, for better or worse, are an endangered species. So you have to appreciate and enjoy the art of the broadcast of a guy like John Sterling, because it truly is the last of the Mohicans, right? And he has been over the top on Yankee home run calls for so long, right? Putting on a show. In fact, do we have some of these home run calls? Do we have any of these home run calls we can play? Just a little taste of John Sterling at his peak. Let's see if we can find one here. We're putting people on the spot.
The Grandy Man Can.
Yeah!
The Grandy Man Can.
Oh, that's a great one. The Grandy Man Can. Oh, yeah. Now, there used to be a guy, a legend here at Fox Sports Radio named Frank Pollock. And Frank was my engineer for a couple of years, me and Frank. Frank was a legend here, right? Frank was an absolute legend. He was a Laker engineer with Chick Hearn, the iconic Chick Hearn. So if you're like a broadcasting nerd, it's a big deal. And so Frank was a guy that I worked with. I love Frank. And we would do the Yankee rundown when the Yankees would hit up. Back in the day, where they were dynasty. And, in the end of the dynasty. And then we'd play these different home run calls. Here's another example.
Game over. Yeah. Yankees win. No!
Oh!
Yankees!
Yeah! Oh, yeah. Now, listen, full disclosure, truth in broadcasting, whatever you want to call it, I casually know John Sterling. Now, if you told John Sterling who's Ben Maller, he would have no idea who I am. But I've met him. Our paths have crossed several times. I have his phone number. I've had him on my podcast a couple of times over the years, and he's always been very generous with his time. And whenever I've called him, and I've called him at really odd hours working the overnight shift here, the graveyard shift, and he's always answered the phone, and he's got that that stoic voice, how can I help you? That guy. And I didn't do it justice. But he's never turned me down, and we actually had him on the Fifth Hour podcast. It seems like it was last year or 2 years ago, but it was within the last couple of years. And I remember the life lesson he gave me on that podcast. We were talking about the broadcasting business, and I think I had to do a commercial or something like that. It came up in conversation. I forget exactly the context, but he said the most important thing is to sell the soap. Right. Of all this crap that you do, all the home run calls and all the nonsense, you got to sell the soap. That was his line, his little pearl of wisdom that I appreciated. He's not dead. It sounds like a eulogy. He's not dead. He's just not calling Yankee games anymore. So the other thing, and we'll close it out on this note. All right, the last word on this John Sterling heavy Maller monologue. Why is it so hard to find a good sportscaster? Maybe I'm the guy screaming at the clouds, but like a lot of the younger crowd, I think, are terrible. And I end up turning the sound down a lot when I'm watching games on TV. I watch a game or two every night, and I usually have the sound down because I think they're horrific. But my theory on why it is so hard to find someone who stands out is because of the corporate nature of the industrial complex of professional sports. It's the world we live in now, right? John Sterling started when you had first-generation mom-and-pop sports ownership. Ted Turner owned the Atlanta Braves, and John Sterling did some stuff with the Braves. He owned the Atlanta Hawks. George Steinbrenner. Now, I know the Steinbrenner family still owns the Yankees, but it's not the same. Right? It's not the same. It's old family money. That first generation's where you got to get in there. And so it was a different time. You cannot get that kind of broadcaster today. It's almost impossible. Now, there might be that rare exception to the rule, but it's because Big Brother wants vanilla. They want humdrum. They want safe. Don't stand out from the crowd. Don't rock the boat. Don't offend anyone. 50 Shades of Gray. No neon yellow. No neon green. None of that. And so I appreciate what John Sterling did. He made it all about him as the voice of the Yankees, and he understood What I believe is the most important thing, I get asked from time to time by people, well, what's the key to doing broadcasting? And what I've always fought doing sports radio when I started, it's not so much now anymore, but when I started, it was always, you got to give the stats. It's all about the information. And I've always fought that. I've always said, no, it's about the entertainment, right? We're just using sports to entertain. So that's what the most important thing is. And John Sterling got that, right? He got that. And he also benefited from the fact that the Yankees had amazing teams for a good chunk of his run. Not in the early 90s when Stump Merrill was around and all that. But later on, in the mid-90s and so, they became this great juggernaut.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that is a dime store type of move. Well, Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Audio buddies, as we challenge everything, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and refreshingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the dead. The dead of the night, as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Cowboy Drew, who's playing a farming game right now, thinks that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Time to get back to the meat and potatoes of the festivities here. We go to the NFL as we are getting a little bit closer to the NFL draft. But this is not a NFL draft heavy Maller monologue, at least not to start. We begin in the quarterback room as we slowly inch forward towards the point of demarcation with trades here, there, and everywhere. So more chatter about changes coming at the quarterback position. A lot of it involving the G-I-A-N-T-S. Not so Giants. Not so good Giants. Now, if you haven't been following along because you actually have a life and you don't pay attention to this stuff, perhaps you've missed it. An unnamed NFL executive recently suggested that Daniel Jones, these are my words, not his words, is cooked. That he is cooked in Gotham, which is actually New Jersey, not Gotham, but bear with me. All right, so this unnamed NFL executive said he'd basically be done as a starter, Daniel Jones. The Giants have always liked Jones more than anyone else. This, according to this executive, his days are numbered as the search continues for the Giants. They have already started to try to figure out who's going to replace Daniel Jones. They were looking at the draft. They have the number six pick in the draft. So let us discuss the question. Where does Daniel Jones sit with the Giants organization? So I've got Fingernails, Pixar, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Three things that have never been mixed together, but we're going to mix them together, and we're going to see what comes out of the soup. What kind of soup we get out of that. So number one.
Number one. Number one. Number one. Number one.
Right now, Daniel Jones is sitting at LaGuardia, waiting on standby, eager for a seat in the transfer portal. Into the portal you go. Even the biggest toadies can tell you that things are not looking particularly good for the long-term status of that stock, that the price of the stock is going down. It's about to become a penny stock, and good luck on that. Good luck on that. And he's still recovering. He had his knee shredded, mangled the knee, leg, the whole thing torn up, so he's recovering from that. And while he recovers, the Giants are doing a little window shopping as they are examining the other quarterbacks available in the draft there at the number six overall pick, which is, if you're into coinkydinks, the same number selection the Giants used to draft the turdburger, Daniel Jones, who they, for some reason, gave a contract to after he had a career year of, I believe, 15 touchdown passes, and they gave him a contract. How stupid are you? They're so dumb. But you know Daniel Jones is cooked when you go back and look at the body language of Brian Daboll, the rotund coach of the Giants. He gave the look. He gave the look like a fed-up parent that he was just done. Dunskies with Daniel Jones. And the question is, which quarterback do they have the puppy dog eyes for? Inquiring minds would like to know. But any way you slice it, at this point in the novel, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, is holding on to the Giants gig by his fingernails, and he has a bad habit of biting his fingernails and picking at the cuticles. So he's got some issues there. Now, page two. This is where it gets even more bizarre. So this is more of a visual thing than an audio thing, but that's never stopped me before, so we'll do it now. Daniel Jones spoke to random media, a lot of the teams having their off-season workouts now. Oh, how exciting is that? That gets you a little excited, right? Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, so Daniel Jones spoke with the media on Monday. He was asked about the Giants scouting his replacements. It's an open secret. The Giants are trying to find someone better than him, which is not that hard to do. And he gave a boilerplate response. He said, "It's the nature of our business," was the response. But that is not the story. Don't bury the lead, my man. All right, that was not the story. It was the facial expressions that went viral. And it's hard for them not to go viral. Now, I'm going to try to describe this for our blind listeners. Not that we do shout-outs, but Inkaterra, Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan, the other blind people that have called the show over the years. So the facial expressions went gaga because Jones, I want to describe this the proper way. What was going on with Danny Dimes' eyes? Because the eyes were the star of the show. He looked like a Pixar character, Buzz Lightyear, eating venison. Like a deer in the headlights, you know, a little venison there, the big eyes, eyes opened all the way up. And it reminded me of Adam Gase. It's hard not to, if you remember Adam Gase, the Jets coach, when he had the crazy eyes. And it was the same thing. There must be something in the tri-state area there, New York, that gives you the crazy eyes. You think it's the Newark airport, waiting online at the Newark airport? Maybe that's the problem. All right, final point. We now head to Texas. Speed Racer. And what a story this is. Now, two victims. I don't think we have to say alleged victims because there's video of this happening, so I don't know that we have to say alleged. But two victims of the high-speed crash involving reigning Super Bowl champion wide receiver from Kansas City, Rashee Rice, have sued. They have sued for $10 million. Come on down. Now, a man and woman, we are told, have sued Rashee Rice and someone named Teddy Knox, Theodore Knox. That is a wide receiver, we are told, at Southern Methodist University, better known as SMU. All right, so you've got the players in this. You've got the man, the woman. You know who they are. You've got an SMU football player. You probably don't know who he is either, Teddy Knox. And then you've got this Rashee Rice. So they're the actors in this play. So, okay, there'll be notes on this later. So they're all involved in Dallas. And the lawsuit over severe injuries, right, severe injuries that are alleged to have been suffered at the hands of speed racing by Rice and Knox. They were racing on the expressway there, a six-car collision. It's kind of a big deal, got a lot of talk. So how much trouble, here's the question, how much trouble is Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice in over this street race civil litigation? He's got the criminal and he's got the civil. So you've heard of, I assume, you've heard of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, classic Hollywood flick back in the day. Consider this the sequel, the Texas Billboard Lawyer Massacre of your bank account, because Rice, who is absolutely a ding-dong and should have to pay some money. Now, whether that's $10 million or not, that is up for the court system to decide, but one thing we know for sure, the ambulance chasing attorneys have checked in on this, and they are so horny to get that money, and why not? That's what they do, right? This is a chance for them to siphon money out of directly the wallet of Rashee Rice. The suit, I read the suit, it said that the man and woman suffered trauma, among the allegations are trauma to the brain, lacerations to the face requiring stitches. That's like a cut. Multiple contusions. That's a bruise. About the body. Disfigurement. Disfigurement. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Internal bleeding and other internal and external injuries that may only be fully revealed throughout medical treatment. Ongoing medical treatment. All right. So even though Rice was going 119 miles an hour, while everyone else was driving 50 miles an hour, street racing, leaving the scene. The key part of all of that, in order to win a big payout, this is one thing I've picked up from years of doing this job, and athletes get sued up the wazoo all the time because they've got a lot of money. And the one thing I've picked up, and this is not just for athletes, but anyone in general, is in order to win a giant amount of money in a personal injury case, car accident, slip and fall, whatever it might be, in order to win a lot of money, you need disfigurement. You need the hand to be chopped off. You need, if you lose your head, you're going to make a lot of money if you lose your head. Missing finger, big money. Big money in a missing finger. You lose a toe, that's a little bit of money. You lose a foot, that's a lot of money. That's a whole lot of money. Otherwise, you're going to get peanuts because the argument's going to be, well, listen, we'll give you some pain and suffering, but you're going to be fine. And bruises heal, cuts heal. But if you lose your hand, that doesn't grow back unless you're some kind of lizard. And then maybe it'll grow back. Maybe. But the Komodo dragon in the room with this Rashi Rice lawsuit story is the fact that he's not making redonkulous money. Like, he doesn't have the money. Even if he were to lose a $10 million judgment, how are you going to collect the money? Because he's on a rookie contract, a four-year contract for $3.5 million guaranteed. There's some other money there, but the guaranteed portion is $3.5 million, which is a good amount of money. But it ain't $10 million. So you're not going to be able to get that amount of money. Now, they're banking on the fact that he's going to go on and make a lot of money. So they would assume, I would assume the position, the lawyer, does not want the criminal charges to stick. The, I think it was a 6 to 8 charges against Rashi Rice. So they want that to go away. It likely will be pleaded down. Usually they overcharge people like this, and then they plead down to a lesser charge, and he doesn't have a criminal record as far as we know, and so it's likely not going to be that big a deal. But there are some felonies, and that is a big deal. But just send a nice donation to some organization, and your problems will go away.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kubaloo.
A lot of people on social media are poking fun at the first round matchup between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic, calling it an NBA TV series. Now, Ben, is that the least compelling of the first round playoff matchups?
Oh, there's a lot of crap, Coop, in the first round that's not going to make particularly great television. Cleveland-Orlando's bad, but argue the Milwaukee-Indiana series, not that compelling. Neither is Minnesota and Phoenix in terms of national appeal and all that. There's a lot of bad matchups. Next!
Speaking to the media on Sunday, Davante Adams was asked about the rumblings that he could seek a trade. He said, if I wanted to be gone, I'd be gone by now. This is where I want to be.
Wow.
So does that put an end to the chatter?
No, of course not. You know how this works, Coop, because he's going to have a hissy fit. He's going to have a meltdown over something. The Raiders will lose a game here or there, assuming he makes it to the season. And so there's always, as long as Aaron Rodgers is with the Jets, there's always the possibility that he's going to go somewhere else. So he will not only play for the Raiders, Davante Adams, the rest of his career. Next!
Andrew McCutchen hit his 300th home run on Sunday, but he also became only the 13th player in history with 2,000 hits, 400 doubles, 45 triples, 300 home runs, and 200 stolen bases.
A lot of stats.
Ben, how is his Hall of Fame case looking as of right now?
He's a good player. He's not a Hall of Famer. Reminds me of like Chili Davis, good player, not a Hall of Famer. Sean Green, good player, not a Hall of Famer. How do we do?
You pass.
I won! Like those ribs, I won! I got a plate of ribs and potatoes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
And we play the game right now. Let's welcome in our contestants. We are short on time, so we'll get right to the game. We say hello to Kelly, Donut Kelly. Hello, Kelly in Nashville.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, Kelly. Who do you want to partner up with Kelly? You got me, Ben, Eddie, or Coop?
No, Ben, I'm going with you.
All right, good. We're going to win. That's fine. Eric, you're going to lose. You're in Indiana. Eric, you want to play with Eddie as your teammate or Coop?
I'm going
to
go with Eddie.
All right. Well, that's fine. That's a bad choice, but that's all right. Oh, boy. There's a lot of ambient noise.
Can I pick somebody else?
No.
He's not going to be able to hear us.
He's fine. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Guy's got a real job, Eddie.
Fair
not like
game.
You.
Okay. Fair game.
All right. Here we go. Cool. What are the categories here?
All right. This is the Emma Thompson edition. The actress turned 65 on Monday.
Oh, happy birthday.
The categories are Henry V, In the Name of the Father, Nanny McPhee, and I Am Legend. Kelly, you were on the air first. Which category would you like?
I'm going to go with In the Name of the Father.
In the Name of the Father, I believe she said. All right, very good. And what about you, Eric?
Let's go. I have no idea.
Okay, no idea.
Do you want Henry V, Nanny McPhee, or I Am Legend?
I Am Legend.
All right.
Okay, all right, we're good. We'll put In the Name of the Father. Kelly, are you ready here? We'll put Eric on hold because he's got a lot of ambient noise, but don't hang up, Eric.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go, Kelly. 45 seconds on the clock. These athletes all have children that followed in their footsteps. Prime Time, the Colorado coach.
Deion Sanders.
Yeah, coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Doc Rivers.
Yes, known as the glove for the Supersonics back in the day.
Gary Payton.
Yeah, you better get that one right. Big center from Russia for the Portland Trailblazers. His son is a star for the Sacramento Kings right now. Russian.
Bobby Divac.
No. How about center for the Lakers in the 80s? His son is Steph Curry's running mate with the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, Klay Thompson's dad.
Well, that's not... I mean, he's probably called dad, but no. How about Star Slugger? Was strong. Snap. I feel like that clock started early, Eddie.
It did start early.
That's bullcrap, Lorena. Like, how dare you?
As soon as you say, Lorena, start the timer, 45,
Oh, my
Ben.
God. I'm getting screwed over here.
Well...
She's got so many ribs in her belly here.
I guess the good news for you, Ben, is that other guy hung up.
Oh, he did.
But, all right. I mean, we could just,
how is that good news for him? It's good news for me.
We could just take whoever's on line three. It'd be a mystery.
This is great. Let me guess. Jed who fled. Let's see here.
I'd take him, actually.
Hello, line three.
It's Howard and James.
You're so screwed, Eddie.
Why is he calling back? One call a night.
No, Eddie, you gotta play. The rule is you gotta play with the guy.
Only one
All
call
right,
a
go
night.
Ahead, Eddie. Let's see what you got, Eddie. Come on.
All right, James. James, your category is I Am Legend. These athletes all recently got elected to the Hall of Fame. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
You better get this one. Hall of Fame catcher for the Twins from Minnesota. Hall of Fame catcher for the Twins. He grew up in Minnesota.
Brian Harper.
Who?
That's the catcher from the late 80s, early 90s.
Who's a Hall of Famer recently from the Twins, Holler and James?
Who's the Hall of Famer recently for the Twins?
Yes.
Oh,
good.
That's a guy.
Oh, this is so good. Oh.
If he can't get that one, he can't get any of them.
Don't give up, Eddie.
Hall of Fame Rockies slugger played quarterback at Tennessee.
Tom Brady.
Joe Mauer. Joe Mauer, you idiot. How could you not know Joe Mauer? The native son of Minnesota.
All right, it doesn't matter. He's from St. Paul. Listen, go again. You guys go again. I want to hear more of this. James, you want
Joe Mauer?
You want Nanny McPhee or Henry the Fifth? James?
Right.
Which category do you want? Do you want Henry the Fifth or Nanny McPhee?
Henry the
Fifth. All right. This should be very easy.
These athletes all wore number five. All right, James? These athletes all wore number five. 45 seconds, begin.
James, what's my last name?
Garcia.
Okay, this former quarterback of the 49ers has the same last name as me.
Jose Garcia.
He got it. Jose Garcia.
That is not the name.
80 points for us. We did not get shut out.
That is a lie.
Thank God.
It is Jeff Garcia. You lost. We won, Kelly. We won. We beat two people at the same time. Look at that. Unbelievable.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.